Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Wednesday, January 19th. Today on Forbes, Daymond John is on a mission. Daymond John was about to hit the spotlight at Harlem's Apollo Theater when he stopped, bowed his head, and closed his eyes. John told Forbes, quote, "I take a good portion of my day to pray, and I say an extra prayer when I go on stage. I've got to bust my ass to inspire people." John, wearing a black leather jacket and a tie, blue jeans, and his trademark diamond earrings, walked onto the Apollo stage to enthusiastic applause. It was the start of his second annual Black Entrepreneurs Day in October. John and his team had worked with sponsors such as JP Morgan Chase and the General Insurance to award $25,000 to each of 10 black-led startups, and the day's program included appearances by Shaquille O'Neal, Kevin Hart, Tyra Banks, and Michael Strahan. In addition to the Apollo audience, all masked against COVID-19, the event drew 6.6 million viewers online. That's the peculiar thing about motivation. People will pay to get it, and they always want more. Throughout his career, John has been a seller, able to dip into a seemingly bottomless well and ladle out inspiration to willing buyers. For years, it was part of his business. Since the murder of George Floyd, black entrepreneurs being walloped by the pandemic and the growing influence of Black Lives Matter, it's become his mission. John, who is 52 years old, needs to look no further than his own life for motivational material. His story is a classic American up-by-the-bootstraps saga. He grew up in the predominantly black neighborhood of Hollis in New York City's Queensboro, also the childhood home of Reverend Al Sharpton and LL Cool J. John got his start as an entrepreneur on the streets of Harlem, not far from the Apollo Theater, selling homemade hats and t-shirts emblazoned with lines like, quote, "What happened to poor Rodney King?" a reference to the motorist's 1991 videotaped beatdown by the Los Angeles police. Growing weary of big retailers selling hip-hop gear back to the black customers who created the style, John and three friends launched apparel maker FUBU in 1992. FUBU, F-U-B-U, stood for For Us, By Us. The clothing line celebrated the culture that fashion designers like Tommy Hilfiger and Ralph Lauren had profited from for years. For full coverage, check out Jair Hilburn's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.